I'm Michael Schneider, executive editor of IndieWire.
And I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture.com. This is Screen Grab.
So we're heading into the holidays now, so it's a nice and relaxed time of the year, right, Joe? Nothing coming down the pike, no big news happening. Well, a lot of stuff is going on, but this week we're talking about major changes afoot that could fundamentally change the way we watch television, and we're going to talk about a couple of those things today. First, we've got the AT&T Time Warner merger, or not. This is a deal that's been long in the works, and it was assumed to be pretty much a done deal by this point, but the Justice Department now, under the Trump administration, has sued to stop it from happening. Joe, what is going on?
Well, what's going on is that, you know, despite there being a Republican administration in the White House, this Justice Department is acting sort of like they're a diehard liberal administration and sort of saying that, no, this merger between Time Warner and AT&T would be dangerous to the American public. It would create too big of a company, and we can't do that, which is anathema to most Republican administrations, which have generally favored any sort of thing that's good for business, sort of like, hey, let the free markets decide what's right. But what's happened here is that the Trump administration doesn't like the fact that part of this deal includes CNN. Donald Trump clearly hates CNN, has made it very clear. He thinks they're quote-unquote fake news. And there's a suspicion that the reason this is happening is because Trump wants to ding CNN and wants to make it harder for them to go forward with this deal. Now, there are some on the other side who say, no, this is actually the populist administration acting like a populist administration might and sort of tamping down on big media conglomerates. And there's some people on the left who are sort of conflicted because it seems like, well, wait, this is what we've been wanting Obama to do, and he never did this. So yeah, we like this, but wait a second, we hate that Trump's doing it because we really suspect that he's just doing it to mess with CNN and Jeff Zucker.
Yeah, well, I think there's more than suspect. I mean, considering Trump tweets every day now his dislike of CNN and more recently CNN International. So it's personal, and it really has nothing to do with protecting the consumer or protecting the public interest, which the public interest groups that are fighting mega mergers like this are generally concerned about. What does this mean for choice? What does this mean for access to the public airwaves, et cetera? You know, that's all interesting, good stuff, but that's not at all what the Trump administration cares about.
What's interesting, too, on this, Mike, is what is this going to do to other potential mergers? A lot of people thought that with a Republican administration in the White House, that would be a green light for more media mega mergers. We saw something emerge, and I think we've talked about this before a couple weeks ago, about Disney and Fox sort of joining up and becoming one. And now that whole deal possibly, or some deal between Fox and some other company, seems to be up in the air.
Yeah, well, and that again shows why this is politics more than it is policy, because of course the administration is more than happy to let Sinclair consume Tribune, Sinclair being the right-leaning communications broadcasting company out of Maryland that is about to own stations in just about every major market in the country as it buys Tribune. So again, it's less about public interest and more about politics and who supports the Trump administration and who doesn't.
Right.
Now, Joe, on the flip side, let's talk about the other major story that is also sort of consuming the administration at the moment, and that is net neutrality, which is, you know, a topic that has reared its ugly head once again because the Trump administration FCC, led by Commissioner Pai, is looking to revoke these protections that were put in place back in 2015, preventing the major telecommunications companies from controlling your access to the broadband pipe.
Right. And this is a very tricky, complicated thing to sort of understand. But essentially what it means is this, is that most people think that this is a way for your internet providers to make you spend a lot more money to get your broadband. And that could be dangerous. Big companies like Netflix oppose this because obviously they eat up a lot of bandwidth and they don't want you to have to pay more to get their service. So they have a natural reason to oppose this. But it could also hurt smaller companies and smaller journalists. You know, if you suddenly have a blog or a blog that relies on video, suddenly people may not want to use their bandwidth to get you. And so what it could do is it could stifle that sort of competition, stifle the little guy from getting ahead. And that's going to be the real interesting thing to see how this all plays out. But right now, the Trump administration seems intent on pushing this forward.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say the Comcast and the Verizons of the world would argue that, well, yeah, bandwidth hogs should pay more since they do take up so much of that big pipe like Netflix. But once again, it's the consumer in the middle who will probably get hurt in the end. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of IndieWire, and this is Screen Grab.